From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal. We'll be right back.
right, welcome to another episode of Montana Metal on mtradio.net. We are the Mistresses of Mayhem. Just got done rocking out to some Trouble Lewis out of Missoula, Montana with Born of a Demon. We want to welcome you guys to an awesome show. Mistress Oisey saying welcome.
And this is Mistress Ansi saying, what you doing? How are you?
And this is Mistress Mystery saying, howdy, y'all.
All right. Members of Trouble Lewis include front person Nicole, who is currently touring with an all-girl Guns N' Roses tribute band. So definitely check out more information about Trouble Lewis on Facebook and Reverb Nation, and of course Nicole's side project. Let's head over to the Billings, Montana area now.
Of course, we've got Ripple Effect. Ripple Effect isn't currently together either at the second. They actually disbanded in 2014. Angel is doing her own thing, as well as other members of the band. She has a project for the Water Proxy.
She's pretty badass in that. Me and Mistress Mystery and I got to go over and see them perform over in Billings, Montana, and they were pretty kick-ass.
They were. I had a good time at that show.
It's more rock than metal, but the metal tone is there.
It is, definitely. It's worth seeing.
It is. It was a good time. Good time.
You can still listen to lots of their music on their other sites. I know Facebook still has Ripple Effect up, and I'm sure some of the other ones do as well. So you can still hunt down their music and love them and cherish them for what they were and, you know, harass the band. And, you know, it's weird things have happened that bands kind of decide that they, you know, can play nicely together again and do a show, and then they're like, oh, we still love each other, and, you know.
Did you guys hear the news?
What?
You know how we harass bands all the time to get back together?
No, we don't do that.
Let me Cadman.
Cadman's coming back?
Is returning to the stage for one night only, November 18th. It's going to be up in Great Falls, Montana at the Back Alley Pub. One of their members, Corey, did the post on his page, and he says, I'm just going to leave this right here. And I'm like looking at the event, and I'm like, holy shit, that says Cadman. And I'm like, woo!
Yay!
So we're going to have to make a road trip November 18th up to Great Falls, Montana to see Cadman, because those guys are fucking fantastic.
I miss those guys a lot, and we haven't been in Great Falls in a while.
We haven't, so it should be lots of fun.
Cannot say I've been shit-faced in Great Falls in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's a fun event page that they have going on right now, because it's talking about the upcoming show, blah, 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 and it's like, but wait, there's more. After being apart for over 2 years, we're excited to announce the return of Cadman for one last short performance. So that is going to be on November 18th up at the Back Alley Pub in Great Falls, Montana. Tons and tons of fun. You want to see Cadman. They're fucking fantastic.
Go check it out. So that means that if you guys want to see Ripple Effect, you got to harass them the same way we harass Cadman.
Yep.
It took 2 years, but it can happen.
Perseverance.
Just got to keep trying and keep trying. It's like that date that you keep getting told no to. Keep asking her. Eventually, she's either going to press sexual harassment charges against you.
Or she's going to say
yes. Or she's going to say yes and be the mother of your children. Right? Or end up in your basement tied up. Three options are always good. It's fine.
Keep your options open.
Keep your options open.
All right, Cyclone by Ripple Effect on Montana Metal. We'll be right back.
This is Matt Devitt with Endeavor. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Corey from Undone. When I'm licking pussy, I'm listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Oh,
That was some Killing Kane with their song Gypsy. Killing Kane is originally out of East Helena. They are no longer together, have not been for a little while. Of course, Sean Kelly is off doing his own thing with Mudkicker. So you can hunt him down there and see all the new awesome things that Sean is doing with those awesome children of his.
Absolutely. Check them out. It's well worth it.
I was going to say, especially now that everyone's starting to feel better and they, you know, starting to be able to play a few shows again eventually. I know Eddie is actually able to play on the drums. He had pictures not too long ago of him actually saying now that he's recovering that he's actually getting to pound on the drums and be more himself again.
Which is awesome.
I can't imagine that because that's such a huge part of that kid's life that not playing, being told, don't beat on the drums, it'll hurt your leg and, you know, the blood clot and you're going. But that's like telling him not to breathe, you know.
Exactly.
Because he has been a drummer forever and, you know.
Well, yeah, for a long time.
He's a definitely, they're just a kick-ass little family band, though. You guys definitely need to check them out. And, of course, Killing Kane, you can check out more about them. I'm sure they still have a lot of their social pages. There was pre-Facebook, though. So I'm thinking maybe MySpace?
Yeah, maybe.
Google search.
Google search.
Google search.
I know
they
still got them on YouTube.
Killing Kane
and
Case.
And I know that Sean does have some of the stuff still and does incorporate some of it into the Mudkicker stuff. But
good times. Good times. All right, tomorrow night in Helena, Montana, Jester's Bar is going to be At Home in Hell and Hell City Kitty. And that's at Jester Bar over in Helena, Montana. Some Montana metal happening all over the state. For more information, go to Montana Metal's Facebook page. There's tons of events happening in the area, so there's no reason to be bored on a Friday or Saturday night. Hell, even Monday nights. Whitechapel's coming up here pretty soon, too. So lots of fun happening. Check out Montana Metal's Facebook page.
All right, we're going to head over to the Belgrade area with some Latitude 45. These guys are a rock and metal band from Manhattan, Montana, formerly known as MIP. You can check out their social media pages on Facebook and Reverb Nation. Fortunately, last week, they had to cancel due to construction at the venue that they were going to play at. So,
bummer.
Keep an eye on the Facebook, and they will let you know when they'll be up and running again. So, yeah, this is Dismantled Power with Latitude 45 on the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal.
Against the wall. choose. Some will win, some will lose. From every death another is born. Nothing about this world that you've torn.
What's up, guys? This is Josh.
This is Dave.
And this is Quincy.
And we are Artotis. And you are
listening to the Mysteries of Mayhem.
sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Some Ghost on the Mistresses of Mayhem. That was Asinine. Those guys are out of Billings. We love those guys. You've got Dustin, Dave, Ben, Spock, and Trevor. I like Spock. Just a fun name, I mean.
It is a fun name. I mean, think about it.
I think it's just the way you can say Spock. It's like the at the end of it makes it amusing to me. It doesn't take much to amuse Mistress Ansi. Your name. You know,
the way I like you look
saying,
at
I like Asinine too, because that's a fun word thing to say.
Well, yeah.
Asinine. So check out those guys. They're on Facebook, YouTube, and of course on asinine.com. Be careful how you spell that, children.
Yes.
You may end up at a website that you're not intentionally going for.
Make sure you have parental controls up, and if you don't, well, be prepared. Just
if you want to see unique stuff, type it in that way. Go for it. Have a good evening.
Right.
Or at least 5 minutes.
All right. Speaking of Monday shows, because Montana Metal doesn't stop any day of the week. We keep going. Happening over in Billings, Montana at the Pub Station is going to be Act of Defiance, Hatchet, and Engage the Unseen. We love Engage the Unseen. Act of Defiance is fantastic. Former members of Megadeth playing with Act of Defiance. Going to be a great show. So definitely check that out on Monday, October 3rd. If you're in the Billings, Montana area, take a road trip over. You will not be disappointed. Mistress Mystery and DJ Sun and myself got to check out Act of Defiance over in California for the Narmer Awards, and they were fantastic. And Engage the Unseen is awesome, so it's just going to be a great show. You should definitely go check that out on Monday.
Yes, definitely. We're going to head over to the Butte, Montana area with some Hibernator. You can check these guys out on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. They're formerly known as Midnight Drive, and they're kind of a progressive ambient pop alternative sort of thing. Nah, they're good. They're pretty awesome. But this is some Hibernator with Slam Dick Dunk on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Man.
Slam Dick Dunk.
I like beer, bitches, and bud. Let's party. And you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
safe one road from walking corpse syndrome. We are gonna skull you. Mistress of Mayhem, kick ass.
That was some odds on favored with On Display out of Great Falls, Montana. Current members include Jake, Shane, and Mike. They're looking for a vocalist. So if you are in the area and want to be an awesome metal vocalist, Odds on Favored is a great band to join. Awesome sounds. You probably have some pretty big shoes to fill because Mike Dayrider was fucking fantastic as their lead vocalist. Didn't leave on bad terms. He just had to, take care of some business. You know, careers get in the way. Gotta pay bills and take care of families.
Yeah.
They still want to create music and do shows, so until a replacement is made, the band will be on a hiatus. So definitely check out Odds on Favors' Facebook page if you are a vocalist or know of a metal vocalist that could fill those big shoes.
And I'm thinking they're not even thinking just male vocalists. I'm thinking they'd even take a female vocalist if she could do the same
style.
They're
pretty open-minded, and they're fantastic guys.
And they are. Those guys are awesome. I think they'd be really, 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 really welcoming just to try out new members in general. And willing to give you guys a run. So definitely get a hold of them if you're looking to step into the music biz and you think you've got a good set of lungs.
True stories.
I recommend listening to the music and seeing if you can sing along, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, because if you're like, want to sing and you want to sing like, Disney music, you're not going to, it's not going to be your time. But I'm pretty sure if you're listening to Disney music, you're not like listening to the mistresses.
Right? Not right now, anyway.
At least not now.
All right, next week you want to tune in as we return with another episode of Awesome Montana Metal. We're going to have Beef Curtain, Unicorn Cannery, and Stranded by Choice. All great bands and more for you. If your band wants to get on Montana Metal, submit your music at metallocal.com. You can submit it there. Just make sure you put Montana Metal in the subject. It helps it be sorted a little bit faster. You can add some porn in there.
Like Montana Metal porn.
Sweeten the deal for DJ Sun to look at your music first because he gets a lot of music and he has to sort through. So
If you tell him there's a porn attachment as well, he'll at least look it up first, right? Even if he gets sad and there is no porn.
But if there's an attachment, he's definitely going to look.
So. Don't get me wrong. If he doesn't have your porn from you, he will find porn on his own. It's not like he understands how that works.
Right. Right. We got an upcoming Butte, Montana Halloween Bash concert happening in here in our hometown at the Staggering Ox. It's going to be on Saturday, October 29th, the Staggering Ox. Hibernator is going to return to stage, Shallow Sun, Amateurus, The River Runs Through It, and Copper Vena. Ticket price is $5 at the door. So that is October 29th in Butte, Montana with Hibernator, Shallow Sun, and more.
And you notice they're not even asking you to wear costumes.
Nope, they should, though.
If you want to wear a costume, you go for it.
It's a Halloween concert.
You dress like however you want. You want to be Snoopy, you be Snoopy. You want to be a slutty Snoopy, you be slutty Snoopy.
That'd be awkward, but do it.
I've not seen a slutty
Snoopy.
Snoopy.
Lots of nipples. We just like get extra nipples, put it on you so you could be slutty.
It's like a weird leather, leather strap on.
Oh, my.
Snoopy with extra nipples.
Like the X-rated Snoopy.
Take some steroids, Snoopy.
You get boobs. It'd be awesome.
Man boobs. So speaking of Shallow Sun, that's what we're going to end this week's episode of Montana Metal. Want to thank DJ Sun.
And of course, Sean.
For letting us rock out each and every week. You guys are awesome and they take good care of us. Mr. Oisey saying get out to a local show and buy some music.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying if you like any of the bands that you've heard on our show, go through, hunt them down, stalk them, buy their music, tell them that you love them and you love Montana Metal.
This is Mr. Smistery saying definitely get out there, definitely buy some music, definitely bring those bands closer to home. It's true, peeps. Just go spend your money. Come on. You can do it.
Spend it wisely.
You're buying beer. You're buying cheeseburgers.
I was
going to
say, did you spend $9 on that beer? Come on. You can afford
$8 for that cup of fucking coffee.
True stories.
Come on. $6 for a cup of coffee. You could go buy an album for $10.
And then you get repeated forever pleasure of listening to it.
Exactly. And you won't get burned on it.
Right? It's like a lap dance. You pay for the lap dance or you pay for the whore.
Right? True story.
Oh, wait. I guess it's just... Never mind. I'm not going to finish that statement. Otherwise, I get in trouble with my sisters.
All right. This is Shallow Sun with their song Truth, Lies, and Secrets. You got Michael, Jensen, and Ryan from our hometown, Butte, Montana. We love them. Make sure you go see them on October 29th in Butte, Montana at the Staggering Ox. This is Truth, Lies, and Secrets by Shallow Sun on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com. What is the foundation for a sound solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. The North American Independent Rock Music Association also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award. The North American Independent Rock Music Association Award is the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.